So we got board orders on the table. Let's move through this as expeditiously as possible.
This is the first one.
Yes, that's fine.
Do we have to look at them even?
You know what?
Why do we have to come here?
What?
First one.
Yes.
Do you need one?
I'm going to assume everybody is familiar with this. We just had the public hearing. I'm not going to reiterate it, so just go ahead and...
Could we have board orders?
Fly like the wind.
Could we what?
So the proposed, this is for 15 Farmer Road. It's the accessory apartment in the detached structure in the carriage house. Accessory apartment in the detached structure will not adversely affect the neighborhood for the following reasons. Structure already exists. The proposed exterior alterations are in keeping with the character of the existing structure. Reusing the existing structure ensures that it will be maintained and will not become a nuisance. Parking for the accessory unit will be inside the existing garage or carriage house and will therefore be screened from abutters. The proposed conversion of an accessory carriage house, an existing carriage house to an accessory apartment is consistent with the intent of the comprehensive plan to preserve the historic carriage house and maintain neighborhood character and the city's preservation goals. It adds to the number of units and diversity of the city's housing stock and consistent with the city's housing goals. It encourages efficient reuse of the city's existing housing stock.
And I just add, Brian Lever is working on a proposed amendment to the zoning ordinance, which would give an incentive for preserving existing carriage houses by converting them to accessory apartments. Alderman Fishman has a question.
So, just reminded me in your finding about the parking for the accessory unit will be in the garage. So, I remember in the plan it had three spaces inside the garage.
What's four?
They have at least three. They could probably actually fit four cars now, so sufficient room.
I mean, I know the neighbors across thought it was a good idea, but is it likely that it would be parking in that sort of narrow driveway, or they would be in the garage? Is that our assumption?
Be in the garage.
Okay.
I'll move approval.
God bless you. I'm sorry, you had a question?
No, it does require tandem parks and stacking.
I saw the stacking, yeah, but I'm just saying,
inside the garage. Yeah.
No unsightly cars on the site, so moving right along. Alderman Laredo has moved approval. Do we have any? Yes, we do have some specific to accessory apartment proposed conditions, which are standard, yes. Yeah. And just to reiterate, accessory apartment need not be held in separate ownership, and the ownership, you must have an owner-occupied dwelling. Yada, yada, yada. Yep, got it. Okay, sorry. Any questions? All right, are we ready to take a vote on this? All in favor? I have 7 in favor, none opposed, 1 vacancy. This will be voted on by the full board on August.
We're going to try, I should know tomorrow, we're going to try to report these out on the special full board next week.
Okay.
We can get these folks.
We have a special meeting of the board on July 15th, which is, it's not a regular scheduled meeting, it's our next board meeting, so we may be able to take it up then.
We can take up other items that come before you, so we're going to try.
Unless you really need the sleep, you don't need to come in for this, but just, you know, contact
Lisa. Tomorrow, I'm not sure if we're going to do it the 15th.
Okay.
If you're going to vote this.
Okay. And that goes for all of these or just this one?
Everything that's being done tonight.
Everything that's being done tonight. Okay.
Let's get going.
Got it. So we don't have to repeat that again.
And these folks don't have to wait till August because we have enough in the queue for August.
Okay. Thank you all. All right. Next.
1479 Washington. This is the freestanding sign. Yep. I'm sure there's nothing to talk about.
It's my ward, so please do.
It's moved.
All right.
I'm not happy.
We all move approval.
Mitch isn't happy, so...
I think it's the site.
Go back to the picture.
Thank you so much. So it's 4.1 feet back from the end of the property line, and then another plus the sidewalk width.
We actually did the special permit for this not so long ago.
Yeah, 2010.
They didn't have a sign, though.
What?
They didn't have a sign.
Well, there was a sign there before.
Yeah, they just forgot to ask.
They just didn't, it wasn't legal. It was in the same place.
The same sign? Is this a different sign?
There's a different sign, new design.
All right, so you're saying we approved it with the vision issue before.
Yeah, and
so why should we not do it this time?
Well, I mean, it's up to you to be the lone obstacle to this bench. I'm inviting you to bring on the wrath of your colleagues.
It had a sign before because obviously you had to identify the funeral home, right? So there was a sign.
Yeah. So Alderman Schwartz, do you have any problem with the font here? You're good now?
I'm okay with it as long as it's they put it aside on for a handicap.
All right. Okay. Any further discussion? Do we? What are the?
I'm voting yes.
Wait a minute. We have to go over the proposed findings, which is that I'm just going to shortcut this. Proposed finding: location of a freestanding sign is appropriate because sign provides appropriate identification, and wayfinding for the business and the sign setback from the street will not impede vehicular, pedestrian, or visibility. I will say I pass by this location every single day, and I have done so for the past 7 years. The issue with this, obviously, as everyone knows, this is a version, smaller version of the Circle of Death in Newton Center, or Newton, excuse me, Newton Corner. And, you know, you do have people coming across to the ramp and so forth. There is a stoplight there for the pedestrians. There also is, as Alexander correctly points out, if there is a funeral there, there is always a police detail. And we have a lot of police funerals there and firemen funerals there. I know for this for a fact that when they've had a lot of cars backed up all the way back to the on-ramp, there is always a police detail there to manage the traffic. So I don't think that's going to be a problem. To the extent that it's a problem getting in and out at any other time, I mean, I think that it's more related to the where this comes, where it's located. Yeah. Yeah, this is the Mass Pike's fault. What was that guy's name? Salvucci?
Salvucci.
No relation. Okay, I'm ready to vote. Mitch?
Question.
Yes.
So,
you happy yet?
No. So, if that sign was adjusted a little bit closer to the entrance, it would seem to me if you came out, you'd actually have a little more visibility. So I guess that would be a small adjustment.
Let me ask the petitioner, where are you? Do you have any problem with moving the sign a little bit, just so there's a little bit farther?
I don't even know what the right... I sense it might be a foot, might be a foot and a half, but if you pull out the car there and you move it back a tiny bit, you might actually better see that white car as it comes around before it comes around.
I mean, closer to the...
Closer to the entrance as opposed to closer to the building itself.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know the right number, and since I'm not an engineer, but I practice engineering, I could do it.
Without a license?
But I don't want to presume.
May I suggest this, that perhaps in consultation with whoever we have, traffic, transportation, one of those guys, go out to, have Bill Paley go out there, you know, eyeball it and figure out whether it needs to be moved.
Chuck Black is going to eyeball it.
I like that. I moved it. The idea of the location, which I think is a bit farther back, the landscaping there.
Okay, is that good, Mitch? We're gonna have the city staff work with them to make sure. I'm still worried about the font, so okay, here we go. Any other comments?
Sorry.
Thank you. That's no problem. So I think I've already read the proposed finding. Any conditions? No. Are we ready to vote on this? All in favor? We have 6 in favor, 7 in favor, none opposed, 1 vacancy. This will be voted possibly on the 15th, and if not then first meeting in August.
But don't show up the 15th.
But don't bother showing up on either date. Just call Linda to find out what happened. Okay? Thank you very much. Okay. Moving on. 15 Rice Street. Request to increase FAR.
Thank you. Oops, I have all of them.
So, here we go.
This is the 22 square feet.
This is, yeah. Could you pass those down? So? This is filling in a corner that no one's ever going to see.
Shame on us that we made them do this.
I'm glad someone said that. I mean, I think.
Administrative review.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that we could do is to amend the de minimis ordinance, which would allow a de minimis for FAR, which is not currently allowed. So that would be an easy fix if somebody wants to dock at that.
Let's do it.
Do it, okay.
Actually,
what we will do is we could dock it as a committee. Do we have a sense of the committee? You want to dock it as a committee?
Yes.
Let's dock it that as a committee.
Force the staff to take it up.
Yeah, right. Where good ideas go to die. Okay, so.
Proposed finding. Proposed floor area of 24.7, where 23 is the maximum, is consistent with the non-interrogation of the size, scale, and design of other structures in the neighborhood. 22 square foot addition is on the rear of the house, minimally visible from the street, and will not be substantially more detrimental than the existing non-conforming structure.
So, Alderman Schwartz, this is your ward. What is your pleasure? The wiseacre from Ward 6 has moved approval. Any further discussion? Hearing and seeing none, and Alderman Laredo, I believe, is recused on this. All in favor, we have 6 in favor, none opposed, 1 recused, and 1 vacancy. Again, same spiel, we'll take it up on the 15th, or if we don't take it up then, it'll be at the first meeting in August, but please just contact Linda to find out status. Okay? Next.
Last but not least, for you,
I was looking around for you, I didn't see it.
Oh.
I think it may be too late.
Steve, I know.
What?
Introduce him.
I will.
No, I was just in.
All right. We all set? We got Alderman Laredo back, so I'm not even reading these into the record, but you know, just for a record, this is...
petition number 220-13.
220-13.
42 Braylon.
42 Braylon, it's, guess what, another FAR.
This is 4,700 square foot lot, so it's very small. Petition members are proposing 170 square foot addition over an existing deck at the rear of the house for a kitchen.
And just to explain to me, this now meet the proposal meets lot coverage, whereas right now
they're
it doesn't.
They're removing a portion of their deck, which
gotcha.
Is very limited to compliance.
So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Moving along.
I have some findings. The proposed FAR 0.71 is consistent with the not guarantee of the size, scale, and other structures in the neighborhood. 170 square foot addition is on the rear of the house, will not be visible from the street, and will not be substantially more detrimental than the existing non-conforming structure.
Okay, so Alderman Schwartz.
Move approval.
Alderman Schwartz moves approval. So we have no conditions beyond the usual suspects.
I support all projects over the FAR.
All projects over the FAR.
With their new room.
Any further discussion? Hearing and seeing none. Let's take a vote on this. All in favor? We have 7 in favor, none opposed, 1 vacancy. Alderman Fishman's not happy.
No, I vote.
Okay, good.
Just your finding says that there's some undated information that's in the file, so
I will fix that.
That'll be fixed.
For the benefit of the petitioners, again, either the 15th or first meeting in August, and please excuse us. We do all love each other very, very much, and we try to have a little fun at these meetings. You will appreciate it. It's been a very long evening in a very hot room, now in a very cool room. So, congratulations.
No, I don't want
to.
No.
Bother showing up.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for staying. Before everybody leaves, I wanted to introduce you to Steve Pantalone. He is Alexander's savior and our new senior planner, one of a match set of two. I'm going to call them salt and pepper because freshman hazing is my thing. And
you're going to get in trouble for that.
Is the thing off?
No, of course it's not. Steve, why don't you introduce yourself?